Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just a sliver of the impactful results from last night in Major League Baseball. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P with you weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Every Wednesday, we're lucky enough to have someone from Foul Territory checking in, and it's Alana Rizzo's day here on the show. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Alana, we don't even know where to start. You can go Detroit, Cleveland, New York. Yankees are now in. Boston is still sweating. We've got the Diamondbacks. Okay, they win. They beat the Dodgers. Oh, but the Mets won, so we're still a game back. Like, there's so much going on. What is top of mind for you? Which race, whether wild card division, are you paying closest attention to?
I'm paying really close attention, of course, to what's happening in terms of the NL West with whoever's going to win that division. Is it going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers? Do they hold on? And I'm also paying attention, guys, of course, to the AL East. Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees. I originally thought that only two teams from the AL East were going to get in, and I might still be correct, but I thought the two teams were going to be the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. I was counting out the New York Yankees, but they did, in fact, as you know, clinch a postseason berth. What's so crazy about this situation is 2 weeks ago, we thought we had it all figured out, right? We figured, oh, it's pretty clear cut. There's no real drama. We know exactly who's getting in. This is kind of boring. And now it seems like over the course of this last week, every game means so much, and it is so unbelievably significant. I was having a conversation with both Met and Tigers fans about what is more unbelievable, the Mets collapse or the Tigers collapse, or if you can look at the other side of the coin, the Guardian surge. And I have to look at it one of two ways. As far as the Tigers are concerned, I think that is a more problematic fall from grace than the Mets, just because the Tigers had such a magnanimous lead. 2 weeks ago, they had an 11-game lead in the division, whereas the Mets, yes, they have the huge payroll, but I've said this time and time again with big market teams and big money teams, money buys you good players. It doesn't buy you wins, and it doesn't guarantee wins. And I think what the Tigers are doing and the Guardians are doing far more significant than what the Mets are doing, still hanging on to that final wild card spot in the National League.
Right. And the Mets are supposed to be in the playoffs. The Tigers had a win total of 83.5. So Vegas thought they were going to be basically an above average team at the slightest. Like, that was the projection. 83.5 wins, play 162 games. That's basically 500. But I can tell you from a math standpoint, and you're talking to two math nerds, the Detroit Tigers during the All-Star break were minus 10,000 to win the division. So you had to bet 10,000 to win 100. That's how decided of a favorite they were at the All-Star break. On the flip side, Cleveland Guardians were 150-1, which implies a 0.66% chance that they'll win the division. And here they are, yeah. Alana.
It's so insane to think that. I mean, I never in a million years would have thought either of those odds would have been possible in terms of the fact that nobody thought the Tigers were going to do anything. And here they are almost, you know, they're certainly playing for their playoff lives. And I don't know what's more interesting, guys. I don't know if the Tigers collapse or the Guardians surge is more interesting. And you have to think at some point the Guardians are going to stop winning. Is it going to be when they get into the postseason? And what happens moving forward? Does AJ Hinch lose his job because of the Tigers collapse? I hope not. He's not the one blowing saves. He's not the one not hitting. He's not the one not throwing strikes. But it's just an unbelievable final week of the season where I never in a million years would have thought that the Arizona Diamondbacks were still alive here on September 24th, that the Cincinnati Reds are still playing for their playoff lives, that the Red Sox may not make it. You know, the way that the Red Sox went into the All-Star game and even coming out of the break, scuffled a little bit, but they've been pretty good in the second half of the season. Never in a million years would I thought that the Astros and the Mariners would be going like this, jockeying for position. So it's been a ton of fun to watch. But if you're on the fringe, if you're on the outside looking in right now, it's terrifying.
Covering baseball for your career, I'm curious where you stand on this, because I'm sure you've heard the opinion on it every which way, and that's momentum. Because we can relate it to these teams that appear to be falling apart, others possibly surging, making their way into the playoffs. You can find a player that'll say, oh, momentum's huge. In a game, in a season, it flips like that, and you can feel that energy. And sometimes you go to a manager, you go to some other analyst, and they'll say, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher. Yeah, they can talk about that all they want. It's about who's going on the bump tomorrow. Where do you stand on momentum?
I think if you are the Guardians right now, you really believe in it, right? I don't think that they can lose. And that's a great feeling to be in. The problem with baseball, not the problem, but one of the challenges of this great game of ours is that I don't believe this is a sport where you can flip the switch. This is not a sport where you can just be like, you know what? We're going to start playing right now. We're going to start playing really, really well right now. And we're going to start throwing strikes and we're going to start hitting the ball, hitting the cover off the ball. Baseball doesn't work that way. And with 162 games over the course of a regular season, it always comes down to who is the hottest team, who is the healthiest team at the right time. And right now, that's the Guardians. If you look at, for example, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they finally have all of their starting pitchers healthy and available, whereas they haven't had that up until like 3 weeks ago. But the bullpen is horrendous. So if that bullpen doesn't get it going, which again, this is a tough, it's a tough thing to just flip the switch. The Dodgers are not going to go far into the postseason. You have to have a good bullpen. So I believe in momentum if the Guardians are, they feel invincible right now. I would imagine that the Tigers are not sleeping and that they're wound incredibly, incredibly tight. And for example, another guy that, is wound incredibly tight is Tanner Scott. Those types of situations, that type of hole is difficult to dig yourself out of.
Are the Mets making it? Yes or no?
Yes, the Mets will make it. I do think they'll make it. I think the Mets make it. I think it's just for the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds, I just think it's just too long of a stretch of things to overcome. I think the Mets make it, and I do think that the Red Sox make it. Even though I said only two teams were getting in at the beginning, I do think the Red Sox make it.
Okay, so that was an easy question for you to answer. Here's a tough one. The market says that this is a literal coin flip. And you know where I'm going here. American League MVP. Aaron Judge has been unbelievable. Cal Raleigh does it all. Hits for power, runs the pitching staff, calls the game, runs the defense. Vegas says it's a coin flip. BetMGM says it's a coin flip. Who do you got?
I'm taking Cal Raleigh. It's been my pick all season long as they've gotten into the MVP conversation. The reason being, for all the reasons that you just said, plus don't forget he's a switch hitter. This is a guy that has meant more, in my opinion, meant more to the Mariners than Judge has meant to the Yankees. And I know that sounds ridiculous because of who Aaron Judge is. But the year that Cal Raleigh is having is a historic season for any position, let alone a catcher. We will never see, in my opinion, we will never see a season like this again from a starting catcher. Aaron Judge is so talented that he could very well repeat this feat again. But Cal Raleigh, the Mariners are in no way in the position that they are in without Cal Raleigh. And to me, that's what most valuable means. It means that all of the things that you suggested, the way he manages the pitching staff, the way that he, obviously the only person on the field that's involved in every single play, obviously the power is there. I think what's going to hurt him, obviously, is the average and the OPS when it comes to pairing up against Aaron Judge. We'll see numbers like this from Judge. We'll never see numbers like this again from a catcher. And I just think that he's more valuable to the Mariners than Aaron Judge is to the Yankees in this season in particular. So if the odds are a coin flip, I'm going with Cal Raleigh.
With Alana Rizzo, Foul Territory, check it out. Weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. There's one team that I don't think we've mentioned. They're right there, but they're also going through a rough patch right now. Houston. Where are you with Houston? They are one game back in the wild card, and because it's Detroit-Cleveland facing off, they're kind of in the background right now. What about the Astros? Do you think they can make it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't just, well, you know, that here's the problem with the Astros, and I've done this a million times. Every year I feel like the Astros, okay, maybe this is the one year that they don't make the postseason, because you think about all that they lost, right? Kyle Tucker is no longer in there with the Astros. Obviously, Kyle Bregman is no longer there. They had Yordan Alvarez for the majority of the season. Now his ankle's all messed up again. You know, they've had a lot of key injuries to key pieces, but they've had two of their most offensive weapons, you know, gone. But then you get, okay, you get Carlos Correa back. He seamlessly fits right back into third base. When Carlos Correa left, Jeremy Peña went right over to the shortstop position and he was fine. This is a team that doesn't ever seem to rebuild. They just reload. And every single time I count the Astros out, here they are. I think this is the one year that finally Seattle has more of a complete team and more of a well-balanced team than the Astros do. If the Cleveland Guardians keep playing the way that they're playing and assume that the Red Sox don't lose either, I think the Astros are the team on the outside looking in.
Phillies are favored right now at BetMGM to win the whole thing. Then the Dodgers, then the Mariners, then the Brewers. I don't think anybody saw that coming in spring training. Mm-mm. Maybe the Dodgers you saw, but the Phillies on top, Seattle, Milwaukee. This is what baseball loves, the parity, the fact that a lot of teams could sneak in, get hot. We have to put you on the spot, Alana. We have to ask about your World Series prediction. I mean, we're not going to talk to you before we get to the playoffs, so we need the goods.
Yeah, this is the one year, guys, I think in recent memory that there's not a team of the 30 that is out by and large a better team than anybody else. I think there's more parity in baseball this year, certainly in the National League, than there has been in a very long time. There is not a clear-cut favorite. I'm not surprised that the Phillies are up there. I'm certainly not surprised, obviously, with the talent and the experience and the money that the Dodgers have, that they're up there. I am surprised certainly about Seattle, because this is when Seattle always collapses, right? This is when, you know, at this time of year that they either miss it by a game or will get in and get bounced in the first round. I just don't see them as moving on to win the World Series. I'm not surprised that the Phillies are favored. I think because the Phillies have a stronger, everybody has holes, right? All 30 have holes that you can poke. But the Phillies bullpen right now, in my opinion, is better than the Dodgers. And while I will take the Dodgers starting rotation over the Phillies at the moment with the struggles of Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler being on the IL and those types of things, I think in the postseason, the games are closer and you're going to have to heavily rely on your bullpen, and the Dodgers bullpen just hasn't figured it out right now. So I'm taking the Phillies in the National League. I think the American League is a lot tougher. If the Astros do get in, so I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, if the Astros do get in, I could see the Astros going to the World Series, because once you get into the postseason, you just reset, right? I don't see the Mariners doing it. So if the Astros get in, I say it's Phillies Astros. If they don't get in, I say it's Phillies Toronto.
As far as a lot of these big matchups today, you do have some of the heavy hitters going, like Fried going with the Yankees. Of course, that's against the White Sox. Crochet going for the Red Sox against Scherzer. But you cover the Dodgers. I'm really interested in this Dodgers-D-backs matchup tonight with Snell on the bump. Any quick thoughts on that Snell-Nelson matchup?
I mean, Snell's amazing, right? And honestly, Shohei was amazing yesterday. It was the furthest that Shohei has gone out as a Dodger. I mean, he pitched into the sixth inning. He looked great, you know, and then the Dodgers bullpen blew it up. So I'm going to need Snell to throw a complete game shutout. I mean, that's what it's coming to at this point, guys. It's coming to the point where the starters have to go the distance, or when I'm not kidding you. I did Dodgers territory on the Foul Territory Network last night. We did post game. And I did it obviously here from my home. I walked from my couch, which is 15 feet that way, over to my office. In that time, Tanner Scott walked the first batter and hit the second batter. And all of a sudden, I was like, what the hell just happened? And then, so that's a 4-3 lead. And then the Diamondbacks tie it. And then they have a walk-off. I'm like, what? So the Dodgers need to go deep into the game, and they need to go deep enough into the game to where that bullpen can reset itself. The Diamondbacks are dangerous, you know, and, you know, Torey Lovello, I don't discount him. Look at what they did. What was it, 2022 or whatever, when everybody was counting him out and they ended up in the World Series, you know? Yep. So who knows? That's why this game is so great, because we all think we're experts and honestly, we know nothing.
Great finish. We might be down to these tiebreakers. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next week. Alana Rizzo, Foul Territory. Check it out. Weekdays at 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, Alana. Good stuff.
All right, guys. You have a great day. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Arizona's still sitting there, Sam. 300-1 for the World Series here, and they're just one game back. It's interesting. Houston's a game back, and they're 35-1, but Arizona's 300-1. Quite a big difference. That was a big win for the Mets last night. Wood chipper? Find out. Thor Nystrom. This is the Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.